was City basically saying, it's up to you now.
They had to win. We won't play a worse side.
Oh, how I know my club.
He became an absolute disgrace.
I don't know, that sense of security isn't there anymore.
It's always the second half of the season. We struggle to get points. He was losing every duel. Every time he gets the ball, was gone. Lost to United, obviously. He's even, you know, this guy. We went down, bottlers. That's what they call us, bottlers.
You don't keep Arteta? Does he still need to go?
No, I think he still needs to go.
You'll go and get Pep?
I would love to have Pep. I would love to. Who would say no to Pep?
Martin Odegaard, I think this is his last season. We've never won it. He's nowhere near Bruno.
Spurs are Spurs.
Till to this day, I will still say Mikel Arteta.
Welcome back to another video on Field of Play TV. Today's a special, special ep. You know, we got a gooner in the house to talk all things Arsenal. He's been on the pod before, but yeah, we've got him finally by himself today, so we're definitely going to delve deep on everything that's happening in and around the club at the moment. So, yeah, how are we, Zach?
3 points, that's what I'm saying.
What are you saying, you're on cloud nine?
Oh, bro, I'm so excited today. I don't know what it is, but that performance, let's not even talk about the first half, second half.
Hey, don't worry, we're going to get into it. Look at him, he's just, his head's gone. You'd have thought that they played prime Barca or something.
It's important, man.
Today, you know how important that game was.
Okay, no problem. Don't worry, we're gonna delve deep into it all. We've got Sanchez always. How are we?
I'm good, bro.
Yeah?
Good. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, man. Zach, you've had a lot to say this season. And the viewers won't know, but you're a bit up and down with your emotions.
Oh, bro.
You know what I mean? You attend games, so you're in and amongst it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere.
Amazing.
At certain times, etc. Mm-hmm. But how do you feel in relation to, as you alluded to, the 3 points that you got today against Spurs?
I mean, watching the game yesterday, I did watch the City game yesterday.
Mm.
And from what I've seen, it was City basically saying, it's up to you now. And obviously, it's basically like losing to Wolves, to be honest. You know what I mean? And that game, we'll get back to that game, but just saying to last night's game kind of showed us that we need to get to 3 points today.
Mm.
And seeing the lineup today kind of showed me Eze in the team. Thought, you know what, playing where he actually plays camp, and that is where he actually performs well every game he plays, you know. But recently, he ain't been having a great performance, you know what I mean? So today he did step up, and today boys did step up. Boy, that was what a game that was.
So Spurs are fighting relegation for a reason,
because
they haven't been up to the standard this season.
Yeah.
So do you think that's a sign of things to come from Arsenal in relation to the performance that you're kind of alluding to? Or is it just beating a very, very sorry Spurs side?
We had to beat Spurs today. That was the main, you know, the main point for us to come to Spurs, you know what I'm saying? And looking at Spurs' last performance and how they've been playing, fighting for relegation, it was us to kind of go there and just play your game, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Forget about what's happening around us or who's winning and all of this. We had to go there today and show what we're capable of. And if you want to win that league, you have to win every game, especially away from home.
Mm.
It's important, always getting those 3 points. But today, the boys did show it, especially second half.
Yeah. Obviously, you tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought that Spurs started the game well. Like, obviously, they were leaving gaps, but I think Arsenal haven't been the greatest in recent weeks. So I think you either put it on them, go after them, or you sit in. I think if they sat in from early, as in Spurs sitting in from early, I think Arsenal might have taken them to the cleaners. But I think them going after them, I think that was obviously a good game plan to start with. What was your thoughts on, obviously, how the game transpired and stuff?
like Zach said, you have to go, whatever is put in front of you, especially after midweek, you have to go away and they had to win. And a bonus win in the way they did, you know what I mean? But I think I've said it a few times already, like even when United played Spurs at White Hart Lane, I said to you, we won't play a worse side this season. And we saw that again today. We spoke on it last week in terms of their appointment and how dangerous that can be for their relegation battle. And as well as Zach said, Arsenal played in the second half. I thought Spurs were a disgrace today, personally. That it could have been any scoreline, to be honest. I think 4-1 was flattering. Just mistake after mistake after mistake. Like you said, he went after them. But I don't think Spurs are in any way, shape, or can do any sort of game plan well enough to cause Arsenal any issues. So, yeah. It's hard to look into it because, obviously, Arsenal had a shocker in midweek and then the pressure's on today against a new manager. So, yeah, I don't really know how to look at it because, obviously, Arsenal did play well, but it didn't help with how Spurs played either. So
do you think this doesn't necessarily change what we've seen?
Nah, not for me. Like I said, and I still stand on it, Spurs is probably the worst team you play this season. Wolves are a better outfit in midweek. And this is with a new manager. So, literally, I don't wince my words in that either, because everyone thinks it's Spurs. They can't go down. They need to be very careful, bro.
Yeah, like, literally, they're there for a reason.
Going through their team, I'd say West Ham and Wolves are in most of the positions better suited to what they're going through right now. If I'm being honest with you, like
Forest.
Yeah, Forest and West Ham.
Yeah.
So, for him to come in now, and that's his first result, first performance, he better be very careful. I said this last week, innit? And I think they're poorly, I still didn't expect them to put that performance in, and they still did. So,
So, yeah, do you think that this is a turning point for Arsenal? Because obviously you're gassed at the performance, you're gassed at the result.
Yeah.
So do you think that now, cool, the boys kick on from this? Like, how do you kind of measure it? Because Spurs are a bad side.
Yeah,
you handled your business.
Yeah, correct.
But you're excited to a certain point. So is that what you saw giving you the
confidence to go to the next game, basically?
No, is that giving you the confidence that now we're not going to see the Arsenal that we've seen in the past few weeks?
I can't say that, man. Arsenal, sometimes, you know how I know my club more than anyone else. But seeing that game today, I think the boys really looked like they're ready to go. And next game is a big game at home against Chelsea. Kicked them out, EFL Cup, if you remember that. They got something for us as well. It's not going to be an easy game. This is the Premier League, you know what I mean? Everybody thought we would have gone Wolves and probably go in there 5-6-0, you know what I mean? But that didn't happen. So, and I feel like after City game last night, even, you know, how Haaland was all defending, running, doing all of that.
They're on it as well.
You know what I mean? They kind of showed that mentality is ready now. And the players today showed the character and to go and win every game.
It's funny you say that, because I actually felt as if Arsenal were very nervy at the start. When you go away to your rivals and when you go away to certain grounds in the Premier League, you have to control the crowd. And I think Arsenal are doing the opposite. Arsenal had some early chances, but I think that's based on Spurs and their mistakes. I felt as if, like, we saw Timber giving away sloppy passes, Saliba giving away sloppy passes, Gabriel giving away sloppy passes. You saw Declan Rice for the goal that he gave to Kolo Muani. I think Zubimendi lacks on the ball. Yeah, Rice mentioned him. So I'm not really moved with what I saw today, if I'm being honest with you. Spurs are Spurs. A derby's a derby. Teams step up when they face their rivals. So I'm looking more at the nervousness. I'm looking more at the mistakes
that was made at the start of the game. You say the boys are ready to kick on now. I see a team that still look very, very nervy, mm-hmm. personally. Mm-hmm. And it showed for me. I think if there was a better side that had a better game plan, potentially Arsenal could have been stifled again today.
Yeah.
I think you were given too much space throughout the whole game, which played a part in how the game transpired. So for me, it's a resounding win. It could have been more. But at the same time, you have to look at the intricacies of the game and how certain things happened. I think Dragosin started off actually well. That's the maddest thing. His first action, he took it on his thigh and he cleared the ball out. I was like, that could have been a handball. Like, that could have been a calamitous moment.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, he did start the game well. 110% he did. He had Gyökeres where he wanted him. And when that second half, when he stepped over the white chalk in the second half, he became an absolute disgrace. Like, that's one of the worst centre-back performances that we've seen this season. He single-handedly gifted Arsenal the time and space to do whatever they wanted. So for me, individual errors and stuff, gone.
I think, I don't know what it is. What I would say, the slight difference I feel at the moment is that compared to the start of the season, I felt like when you scored, that was the game done. Nowadays, I don't feel that same sort of security. Mm. I don't know what it is. Like you said, I don't know if it's the nervousness or the mistakes. Mm. But obviously, we saw at Brentford. Mm. We obviously saw a midweek against Wolves. We saw today for a period of time. You took the lead, and then obviously Spurs got back in it for a bit. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know. It might lead from the mistakes. It might maybe you're not as solidified as you was before. But I don't know, that sense of security isn't there anymore. And at the start of the season, once you took the lead at Brentford and Wolves, you would have won the game. Whereas now, obviously, we saw what happened in midweek. I don't know. I just feel like that defensive stability is gone, in a sense.
Yeah,
do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And that is your game. But I think that's the best part of your game in terms of, like, your defensive setup, your centre backs, your keeper, your fullbacks, and Rice right in front with Zubimendi at times. So, yeah, I think that's your A game. Mm. And I feel like at the moment it's not all there at the moment, and that's why you're giving opportunities to Wolves. Spurs maybe felt at 1-1 they could have gone on, and you get it. Maybe that's why the mistakes on Spurs side came through. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you think, but I just feel like, why it may be, but I just feel like it's just not there at the moment in terms of that side of the pitch.
It's the nervous thing. You know, every game, you know, we don't, for example, I'll give you an example. Beginning of the season, you know, Arsenal were winning about 14 games in a row. We were going and beating every, like, we haven't conceded goals, but it's always the second half of the season. We struggle to get points. The nervous comes in, starting kicking, you know. And the thing is, if you look at City, first half of the season, you know, they were getting draws, they were losing, but they always pick up second half of the season. They're starting catching up teams, and they're starting getting their points, and that's what we lack of. We're not consistent enough. Every season, you know, we do the same thing. We start the game sloppy, like you see, you know, Timber giving the ball away sometimes. Like you said, when the game started, Timber was all over the place. Wolves, the same. The guy's head was gone. He was losing every duel. Every time he gets the ball, was gone. And that's and you don't need. And these players are international players, bro. They play for their country. You know, you can't be doing these silly passes. You know, you got to kill the game from early. Get your chances. Finish them early. Like Declan Rice, the guy when Eze scored, he started saying, "Yeah, come on, let's go. Focus." And then what happened? He's the one that gave the goal away. Sloppiness. And we don't want this, bro. You're challenging for the title. And this team's supposed to be winning Premier League, Champions League. And now we're in the final EFL Cup and you're against City. Bro, I mean, this keep happening every season, you know what I mean? We keep losing games after games. When it gets to around February, March, we need to start picking points. So look, for example, look, in the last 8 games, we've lost 4 games. We drew 4 games, lost... lost to United, obviously. He's even, you know, this guy, he loves it. So we lost to United, yeah, and we've won two games, bro. That's not good enough. This is a team.
So, because
off camera, before the game started, you said to me, I told you we're not winning the league. We're not winning the league.
No, but that's what I was about
to ask. Hold on. So you were telling me, I told you we're not winning the league. And I was replying to you saying, bro, you have not told me you're not winning the league. So I don't know where this is coming from. Mm-hmm. And you were adamant that you've told me you're not winning the league. But then you're excited. You came in here smiling, etc. So what are you going to do this season? Are you going to win the league?
Just putting me on the spot, but
that's what I was gonna ask you, because from what you were saying, you were saying you get around to Feb, March, drop points, City pick up.
Mm.
So are you saying that I won't ask you straight, but as in like is the confidence not there?
Guys always sitting there.
the confidence is there, right now after.
Yeah, but saying what you said, is it? Are you more worried about City rather than? Do you get what I mean? Because obviously you said you see a theme where Arsenal don't do their thing at this end of the
City know where they are right now, and the thing is they know how to kill at the end of the season. Their mentality is there, but the thing is we've been in this situation four seasons in a row, especially last season we were there, but then we kind of focus on the Champions League. It's like, let's just not focus on the Premier League, but that's what do we do in the Champions League? You know, we faced, till we got into quarterfinals, till semi-finals, we were good. I was thinking, yeah, this is we might actually win the Champions League. You know what I mean? I was gassed, bro. I was celebrating. I was even telling you, yeah, we're gonna win the Champions League. I didn't think PSG were gonna do us.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And PSG, a better team, showed us how to win games, how to manage games, and that is what we need. And the thing is, yeah, the manager, Mikel. And I've never wanted Mikel in, and I've said this.
Kappa.
I've never wanted Mikel in.
None of the man them agree with what you're saying anyways. You have wanted Arteta in.
No.
Yes, you have.
No, I've
You've
never
been
wanted.
Arteta out at a certain point, look, which is fine. But don't say you never wanted Arteta in.
Look, he's changed the team. Don't get me wrong. He's brought back the Arsenal that we all know. The Arsenal that was, you know, competing big things. But, bro, I think his time is now to, you know, get us to somewhere where we want to win the Premier League or something, or Champions League or something, and then just leave.
So if you win the league, you don't keep Arteta? Does he still need to go?
No, I think he still needs to go. He still needs to go, bro.
Irrespective of if he wins the league or not.
Yeah, regardless. Come on, man. You've been in the Premier League for eight, you ain't won it since
04, so... Is that fair on a manager that has turned your club around from banter era, as people may allude to?
Okay, what has he won?
No, that's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he wins it,
you would still get him gone.
Yeah.
Why though?
Because I feel like we need a manager who actually knows how to win big things. Do you know what I mean?
But if he wins the Prem, isn't that a big thing?
Yeah, it is a big thing. Don't get me wrong, it is a big thing, but I still don't want this guy in the club. You don't understand. Mikel is a type of manager that will, you know, gas the fans like us. We've been saying, oh yeah, we're gonna win the league when he gets to Feb. Yeah, we're winning the league. But then what happens? We went down bottlers. That's what they call us, bottlers.
Mm.
And I don't want that. I don't want that for my club.
But wouldn't you, if you win the league, don't you get over the line though?
Nah, honestly, I wouldn't. I still, no matter what happens. Till to this day, I'll still say Mikel out, bro. No matter what, bro. I don't want this guy in my club. You don't understand, bro.
Why is that, though? Because you're saying, even if he wins the league,
yeah,
you'd still want him gone.
Yeah. The reason why
I don't know. Is it the style of play? Is it? So for you to still say that, even if he does win the league, that's a mad statement.
Yeah, because we know the Arsenal that love to play the tiki-taka football. Do you know what I mean? The Barca football.
And what, you think that's not?
That's gone. Wenger football's gone.
But what's the goal of football, though? Isn't it to win things?
To win things. But what has he? He's not winning nothing.
That's what I'm saying. We're not talking about now, though.
I don't think he has confidence in his team winning the league this season, personally.
But that's not the question, though. The question is, if he goes and gets it done, Arteta has won a Premier League, God forbid. Arteta has won a Premier League, yeah?
Yeah.
you are still saying, thank you, Arteta, for winning us this Premier League title. You need to go.
Yeah.
Why, though? That's what I'm trying to ask you. You've won it.
He said he doesn't like what he's seeing.
That's exactly what I say. I don't like what I'm seeing. First, the football he's changed. You know what I mean? He's a defensive manager. And look, okay, cool. We're breaking records defensively and all of this. But we're not winning nothing. Uh-huh. Yeah? And I'm not saying, obviously, that's what, the question you ask. I'm talking about a different thing here. But I need Mikel. Yeah, I need Mikel to win us something. And for me to say, you know what, Mikel, you've done us well. I mean, you've got us to where we are right now. You've won us a Premier League or Champions League, whatever it is, yeah? But then we need a manager who can actually come in and bring us a football back and winning something. Pep. I think Pep is last season, I think.
You'll go and get Pep?
I would love to have Pep. I would love to. Who would say no to Pep? And he's not gonna say no to join Arsenal. You know what I mean? And Mikel can go back to being as his little assistant manager to stay there, man. You know what I mean? Stay in there. So
you're saying if Pep leaves City this season,
yeah,
Arsenal should be doing everything to get him.
To get that man, honestly.
And you think he'll
change. With the players we have, he'll bring that mentality of winning big things.
And you think he'll head to the north side of London?
Yeah, 100%. Why not? Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he, bro? You know what I mean? If he comes, bro, you don't understand. If he comes, I'm getting a season ticket no matter what happens. I'm going to that game I'm going to every game, bro.
Okay, cool. So
Fez, now he's standing on it.
Okay, cool. Let's just say Pep stays at City, innit?
Yeah.
And you can't get him at Arsenal. Who would you get as a manager to replace Arteta?
Fabregas. Like, you can laugh as much as you want. I think Fabregas has the mentality of winning.
So you'd sack Arteta and get Fabregas in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the reason why I'm saying, obviously, Fabregas hasn't got nothing to his thing, but I'm saying he's a young manager. You know what I'm saying? He's a very young manager, and I've watched his teams lately. I've been watching them. The football they play is very good football, very good football. The togetherness, I mean, everything shows that. And players, everything that players need is support. And I think Fabregas has that kind of philosophy. And obviously, he was a great midfielder, and he was a good player for us as well. You know what I mean? So honestly saying, no disrespect to Mikel, you know, he's done a lot. He's brought out, he's got to us where we needed. He's changed the football. He's brought great defenders, even though he didn't get Saliba, but he's made them a good players. Do you understand? And the reason where I lost hope for Mikel was the season where I think we were so close, and I think we were like 2 points behind City. And City came out of nowhere and they just won the league. You know what I mean? We were 10, 11 points clear. We were gone. And then the match that we actually lost us that league was Villa. And I was there, bro. And I almost cried that match, bro. Put my tears in my eyes, bro. This team, what I've been through, is crazy. And you know what also really gets me upset? It's like Mikel was letting players go on social media. Like, what's his name? Gabriel. He's come back on, he was saying on an interview about he's got a, what was it? He's got his own ex. He's got his own ex, and I think was it.
Is that confirmed? Yeah.
Yes.
Like that's 100%.
That's 100%, and you shouldn't. You're playing for Arsenal Football Club. You should not be going internet and winding up other teams and saying, yeah, you're not, bro. You're playing for us. You know, you're playing for Arsenal. You shouldn't be going there. You should be focused on games after game.
I've heard you allude to the fact that he's the best defender in the league.
Gabriel. Right now, he is.
Where would you put him in the world?
Oh, who's better?
Is he up there? Would you say he's the best?
I think he's top five in the world right now.
Top three, not top two.
You know what? Yeah, he can actually, top three, 100%. There's no other centre backs right now that's better than Gabriel and Saliba. But if we talk about Gabriel himself, then...
So why not the best then?
I could say he is the best, but he hasn't... Lately, he hasn't. Since from the injury that he's had, he hasn't been the same player. that I know. Mm. And the thing is, Gabriel, he's a leader. And I've said it to a lot of people that I want him to be my captain. Mm. He's got the leadership. He knows how to defend. He knows how to push the team. And he's the type of player should be a captain in the team.
So speaking of captains, Martin Odegaard.
Oh, this bro, that guy. I think Martin Odegaard, I think this is his last season for this football club.
Why, you're not having him?
I am not having it, bro. And there was a lot of debate. People were saying, oh, is he better than Bruno? Is he same level as Bruno? He's nowhere near Bruno. And I've always said I would take Bruno over Martin Odegaard.
So even that season that Odegaard was doing his stuff.
That was just one season.
You weren't saying
no,
Odegaard?
No. To be honest, I've never been a big fan of Odegaard. I'll tell you the truth. I've never been a big fan of Odegaard. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I've never, ever.
How come though? What's it that you don't really like take to the player?
One, he's not a leader. Mm. Second, he takes too long on the ball. When it's time to pass, he don't pass. The Odegaard that obviously when he came, that's not the same Odegaard. Do you know what I mean? Two, three seasons ago, the Odegaard that we know would pass three balls. He would do one outstanding pass. You know what I mean? But he's not doing that now. Mm. He's not doing that. He's not the same level. Mm. You know, he's dropped down big time. Even when times when he needs to shoot, he don't shoot. We're telling him, shoot. He's keep taking fake shot. Big man, what's wrong with you? But the goal is right there. Finish it. But he doesn't want to do that.
Mm. So would you have Eze now starting in that?
Yeah, I would. And
especially after today.
After today, Eze kind of showed he needs to play in that team. And you saw Odegaard came on, did nothing. He had 20 minutes to show something. He didn't do it. You know what I mean? Odegaard is a player who doesn't know what he's doing on the pitch whenever he comes on. Every time he plays in the pitch, he just looks lost. And every game he's played for us, we lost. United game, we lost. He was a starting 11. We lost. You know what I mean? Mm. And you see how you guys won at the Emirates. Mm. And that's like how you performed. That's the way we performed second half against Spurs. Like we showed hunger. We showed, you know, everything we could do on that pitch. Mm. Today, especially the only player I was really, really proud, and that since he came in the team, is Piero Incapier. You know, he's even sung Piero Incapier. You know what I mean? Mm. You know, that bro, since he came in, he's been excellent. He's been outstanding. Even against the game against Wolves, he was so good. He didn't deserve to lose that game. Mm. Like I said, it still is a loss to that game for us. Because the way we played, and the only mistake he did was not bringing Eze on quick. He brought Eze on when there's like, I think was it 10 minutes left. Mm. Mm. Bro, the game was already gone, bro. And some fans will say, oh, it was raining, the weather wasn't good, and nah, all of this. Yeah, like, but that's not an excuse. We're Arsenal Football Club, bro. We're supposed to be going and killing every game. Mm. And especially if we want to be fighting for leagues and winning, you know. And saying that, I think, in my opinion, and I've always said it, I would rather win the Champions League than winning the Premier League.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But don't you think the Premier League is your bread and butter? 38 games in a season. Mm. Champions League is a cup competition.
Yeah.
We've seen Chelsea finish 10th, I believe, and win the Champions League.
Yeah.
And history has also shown that teams that have won the Champions League in the past have not been the best team in their league that season. So why would you prefer to win the Champions League than the Premier League?
Simple answer. You've never won it. We've never won it. And every conversation that we have with every other fans is that, have you won the Champions League? No, we've never. So this is the time now, as an Arsenal fan, and obviously talking for my club, we need to win that Champions League.
Do you think you have a good chance at winning it this season?
Yeah. And I think, and the reason why I'm saying that, yeah, PSG, Bayern, it's not going to be the same, obviously, when you face them quarterfinals or semifinals. It's always going to be a different game. Mm. We faced Bayern, obviously, and I was there that game. Mm. You know, I was there live, and the players played really well that game. Mm. And that was, like I said, beginning of the season, Arsenal always play good football, unbeaten, they go on run. But Champions League, anyone can win the Champions League. And this season, looking at it, everybody's not looking, they're not looking so good. And we have a better chance to win Champions League this year.
Would you not put yourself in that category though?
Yeah, I would, 100%. I would. I'm genuinely saying we're capable of winning the Champions League this season. But it's, do we have the mentality though? That's the question.
Talking of mentality, you mentioned Odegaard and that, yeah. Do you think at this moment in time, I think City, you look at City, and like you said, Haaland last night was just, looked like a man possessed.
Immense, yeah.
You look at Donnarumma, they obviously bought Mark Gay, Ruben Diaz is back. You spoke about the latter stages of the Champions League, Bayern will be a different team, etc. I feel like, I don't know about you, but I feel like Arsenal, had to win the league by a distance to win it. Whereas now, I feel like, because it's so close, and if City win all their games, they win the league. Do you feel like right now, City, in terms of those real leaders, and because at Arsenal, you'd say maybe Gabriel, proper leader, Declan Rice, leader. After that, you're kind of looking at, I don't know, but you're looking at like, who else can kind of lead. So at this moment in time, I'm leaning towards Man City because of the standout players, leaders they have throughout the team. You look at the spine now. So, do you feel like that will now play a part? Because you mentioned, obviously, the Champions League, Bayern will be a different outfit because they come alive. And Real Madrid come alive. Do you feel like that could play a part now?
Yeah, big time.
Because, Donnarumma, yesterday, Donnarumma, Ruben Diaz, you look at their spine. Bernardo Silva, Gay. Haaland. And you're like, Arsenal obviously have a great team, but I don't look at Arsenal's team and say
they've
the same
leader,
thing.
Like you said, yeah, Gay especially, he was a captain for Crystal Palace. You know, he's carried them. He's got them winning FA Cup, a trophy that they've been waiting for a very very long time. You know what I mean? And well deservedly as well. They deserve to win that cup. You know, they had a good season, really good season last season, and obviously, with talking about, you know, us and City and stuff. So City. They've got leaders in their team. Diaz as well. You know, Gueye, two leaders as well. Like you said, Donnarumma was a Champions League winner. You know, these guys have won a lot of trophies. We've got no guys who's won nothing other than Hincapié, who's won, you know, the Bundesliga last year. Was it last season? I think he's won it, yeah? So that's the only player who can actually and say, you know what, I've been in this situation. Let's go. But the thing is with Arsenal is that, bro, our club is—it's just that there's no support from the team each other, bro, and that's what we're missing. It's that every player is—it's like they're lost. Especially Odegaard, man, he's the captain.
That's what I was saying. You know, obviously that's your captain.
And when I heard Mikel, oh yeah, he wants to give him the captaincy. I was shocked with that one. Honestly, I wasn't happy. The player who really deserved, like I said, it was either Declan Rice or Gabriel, but mainly Gabriel because he's at the back. He sees everything, what's in front of him and everything. You know, go into that. And you need players who know how to kill games. Jokeris today stepped up, you know.
And you need more of that now.
Yeah, and the thing is, he don't get service. Jokeris don't get enough service to actually kill it. And when you look at, you know, the player who I really, really miss, who I really, really miss, and people might be surprised with me, Kai Havert. And reason being saying that Kai Havert is a player who likes to drive the ball forward, who wants to go hold that play good. Finishing, his finishing might not be perfect, but when he came, I think was it Champions League? I think we faced that Kairat team, whatever the team called, bro. He came on and played Cam that game, and you saw the through ball he was giving to Jokeris. And Yoko is the type of person, he likes to get behind defenders, give him the ball, you run forward, and he's quick, and he can finish, bro. And that is the kind of plays we need. Moreno, big miss, he's injured as well, you know, and there's a lot of players that we're missing. But obviously, let's not talk about players getting injured. We still have the best, we have the best team in the league. Really and truly.
I feel second, like right now, yeah. It's funny you say Gyökeres and Eze, because obviously I was talking about who City have. I feel like on this stretch now, they need Gyökeres and Eze to really... Because then you could say, all right, matches up. Maybe not in terms of quality, matches up proper. But if Eze and Gyökeres start performing the way they did today, then you're like, okay, cool. There's a number of players at Arsenal that could carry through for them. Because I always felt like Arsenal needs to keep City at arm's reach. Now it's not at arm's reach anymore. And I feel like this is where those players matter. Like the ones I mentioned for City. So it's like, I'm not so sure anymore. I've told you all season about Arsenal and how I think they're going to win the league. And obviously you're going to be there or thereabouts and maybe even win it. But I feel like now that they're at touching distance, I'm not so sure anymore.
I'm not convinced personally. Spurs are Spurs. Like, with the greatest disrespect, they're not levels. They're where they are for a reason. Yeah, so yeah. I'm not, until I see Arsenal now kicking on, the evidence that I've seen in the past few weeks is what I am looking at.
And I think the one after is even bigger, Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
Brighton away.
Away.
Yeah so...
Because I feel you turn up for Chelsea, you turn up for Spurs.
City, they got a draw, City, I think.
Draw, yeah, they got a draw.
So you turn up for these games, innit? Yeah, I think those are the, like, you drew to Wolves, you drew to Brentford. I think, like, that Brentford game the week after is probably the real test.
What's so mad is that United said to us, look, we'll do you a favour.
We didn't do you a favour.
You know what I mean?
Bro.
You did. You didn't do you a favour. You clearly don't want us to. I mean, you don't want City to win, let's be honest.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. But we didn't do you a favour. So we done ourselves the favour.
Okay, fair enough.
Your fan base got delusional, thinking we were doing you a favour.
A lot of United fans did say that.
Said what?
A lot of United fans did say that, bro. Mark Clark, what's his name? Mark Clark, the
one. Don't, please, these, don't bring no all, silly names.
All of these guys.
This is a stupid space.
All of these guys been saying, oh, you know what? We did you a favour. Go and get your 3 points now. We don't want City to win. Yeah. So like I was saying, United did us a favor. Okay, United did us a favor. That's how you like it, innit? Mm. United did us a favor, yeah. And we went and got, I think, who was it we were facing? I think, was it Nottingham Forest?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And what happened? Nil-nil.
I wanna ask you about Miles Lewis-Skelly. For me personally, on Miles Lewis-Skelly, I personally don't like the way, just watching from outside looking in, he's an English boy. Mm-hmm. He's a young black boy as well. Mm-hmm. Came through the ranks. Mm-hmm. So there's a massive respect on my end when a player does that. When a player literally defeats all odds and gets themselves to a certain standard in the pyramid, regardless of if it's rivals or whatever, like, I will always look at that with some kind of, like, respect. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way Arteta has kind of phased him out, and he's got your fan base believing in what he's doing, is very, very weird to me, personally. Because for me, Skelly has massive talent. Massive, massive talent. We saw Skelly against Real Madrid bossing it.
Correct.
A player that's doing that in that kind of high stakes game, being called up for his country, scoring, to now see that he's not even being spoken about, and in the same breath, it's now basically Nico O'Reilly. It's a bit kind of spooky to me. I'm not saying Hincapié shouldn't be starting over him. I'm not saying Calafiori shouldn't be starting over him. Like, I understand. When a young player gets to a certain point, they might need to be tamed a bit. You know what I mean? But personally, on my end, I don't like the way the guy's been phased out and your fan base are kind of like going with it. Like, yeah, Skelly. Yeah, he makes mistakes here. Yeah, this, that. It's just a bit weird to me. I don't know, man. It's like, he's one of your own as well. And I know that if it's the United fan base, well, you know how he was behaving with Kobe. We were not with it. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what Amorim was telling us, regardless of the nonsense he was spouting, some fans ran with it. Yeah. But I think it's actually a collective thing from your fan base that I'm seeing.
And you're going back on the team. Like, how?
So I want to know from your part, like, how that is for you as an Arsenal fan.
Look, I'm a big fan of Lewis Skelly. You know what I mean? Last season, he was probably one of our best or one of our top three best players by far, by a mile. Even the PSG game at home, if you saw the run where he made at midfield, where he just run through that midfield like it's nothing, and he made a pass to Martinelli, typical Martinelli, just can't finish it. You know what I mean? And that's why we're not mentioning him, because we'll get back to him. But Skelly, the reason why he's not playing Skelly is that Skelly's a young, like 19, you know what I mean? He's 19. And the reason I'm seeing, the reason why he's not starting him is because he's young. Yeah, he's young and he's...
But he was starting him last season, though.
Yeah, he was starting him last season. For the majority of your games. Yeah, yeah, and he's not experienced enough. And the reason is that we want to win big things. For example, like you mentioned, Nico O'Reilly, he's got players who's won cups, he's won Champions League, he's won Premier League. You know, they're giving him all, you know, they will probably support him and tell him, listen, this is what you need to do, this is what... But he don't have that. Lewis Skelly don't have that in the team. You know what I mean? He don't have that type of players who that's going to carry him, saying, listen, go out there and do this and this, do that. Lewis Skelly is a... Like, honestly, it did hurt me for not, you know, not him not starting, genuinely. And I think it's that time where even Ethan, you know, I wasn't happy when Ethan went on loan, because now he could be playing right now for us. You know what I mean? But Skelly needs time, and he needs time to go on loan. And this season, especially, he hasn't really played enough games.
So you'll send him out on loan?
Yeah, I think he'll play on loan, and he needs to get more game time. You got to remember this, bro. He came through straight from academy. He didn't go no alone. He didn't have no experience. He went straight in. And the way he handled it was outstanding. Don't get me wrong. It was excellent.
Question marks about, you know, his position as well.
Yeah, yeah. His position is... And guys, like, imagine if he was facing wingers that are, like, crazy, crazy good. Like Rafinha and all of this, or Yamal. And he probably will get cooked, I'll be honest.
I just think there's a certain mismanagement. I'm not saying he should be the first name on the team sheet. I'm not even saying he should be playing the majority of your games. I just think he's been completely phased out.
Yeah, he has. Like, big time.
Or do you agree or disagree, bro? Like, what are you saying, Sanj?
Well, he was outstanding at left back last season. That's the issue when people were calling for him to play in midfield. And these are the issues you find when you've, like, oh, is he a left back? Is he a midfielder? Then you come into the summer and then you find a better suited left back in Capier, and then Calafiori is back fit and whatnot. Then you have central midfield where he's never going to play. And these are the issues that arise, isn't it? That ultimately, that Arteta needed him last season, threw him in, and now he's probably realising, is he good enough to play left back? Is he good enough to play in midfield? And he's probably in the middle of both. Do you get it? And not really knowing which or where to go with him. Do you get it? And that's the issue when you don't really have a standout position. So I get what you're saying, but at the end of the day, he's been brought in at times this season and he's been poor. So I don't know.
That's what happens when a player's out in the cold, coming, especially a young player. Like,
it does, but then, like you were saying, these man got leagues to win at the end of the day.
Yeah,
they,
and that's why
they might not. They might not have the time to
look. For example, Rico, bro, he's got players around him. And you know what I'm saying? He's got players who's won big things. Like, our players haven't won nothing. Let's be honest, they haven't won nothing. You know what I'm saying? So and we're fighting to win big things, and you can't have a 19-year-old playing left back. I'm not trying to disrespect Skelly or anything. He's a good player, but we need experienced players.
That's not a left back, potentially.
Yeah.
I think that's the main issue. Yeah. You get it? If he was an out and out left back and he's an outstanding talent, I reckon he'd be playing.
He's a midfielder, bro. He's not a left back. Like, for example, Bukayo, he started at left back. Yeah, he started at left back and he got dropped for the second half. When the first season he started well, like, he was scoring goals. Aubameyang, they were all calling him, the young Chile and all of this. He got dropped. When Mikel came, he moved to left wing where he actually plays. And the same thing with Skelly, he needs to get back to his position. He needs to play. And that's why I said I think he needs to go on loan and play, get more game timing. Then when he comes back, then we can... He's still young, bro.
No, naturally.
You know what I'm saying? He's still young. He's only 19 years old. And he's still got... You know, he was playing for international at the age of 18. So in his first season.
So to wrap up, you've obviously kind of broken down why you potentially might not win it and why you potentially will win it. But I want to know, like, without sitting on the fence,
yeah,
are you going to win this Premier League title? Not a monologue.
Before I say it,
bro, the last four games in the Premier League showed me this team can't win the Premier League this season. I'm sorry, bro. Especially, let me tell you why. I want to believe it, bro.
Yeah, go on.
I want to believe it. I feel like if I see, I'm seeing that, like, okay, cool. You know what? We're playing well. We haven't conceded enough. We've got good this, a good defensive year. But there's still big games against City. That is the decider, bro. That's whether, and I don't think going to Etihad, we're not going to win that, bro. I'm telling you that right now. Pep knows how to beat us very well. And we know, and last time we went there, we bottled it again. And then Haaland picking up the ball, hitting on his head. Bro. Genuinely saying to you, I think I have more hopes of Champions League than Premier League.
Okay.
Fairs.
Okay. And on that note, we'll be revisiting them tapes with some time to come. Champions League, I hear it. Okay. No problem. Thank you, bro, for coming on. Nah.
Thanks for the opportunity, boys, man. Always.
Nah, man. It's been a pleasure, bro. It's been a pleasure, man. It's good to always hear your Arsenal cries.
Ah, here we go.
You know what I mean? And obviously,
just make sure you lot don't be handy where we win anything big this season.
I'm
coming back.
Oh, I got a flat free book.
You know?
I got a flat free book, so I'll be out of the country still. But yeah, nah. Thank you for coming on, bro. And Sanchez, as always, another one in the bag. Yeah, man, and then we keep going. More.
Let it all work out.
Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah, man.
No problem.
Today was a big free point, man.
It was.
Yeah. So make sure you like, comment, subscribe, hype up the video as you do. Notification bells, make sure they're on. We'll be back with another video sooner than you think. Peace.